After deadly attacks in military recruitment centers in Tennessee, Governor Scott issued an executive order in mid-July aimed at protecting Florida National Guardsmen. And Florida National Guard Adjutant General Michael Calhoun says it's a good thing.
We just want to reassure our recruiters and the individuals that come to those centers that they're protected. The governor has given a directive to ensure that we come up with courses of actions to improve the security to a level, and this is just not a snap instance. This is for long term because we see this as a long term threat. So we're going to build out the best policy and evaluate all the resources available and ensure the protection of our airmen and soldiers.
Following a bomb threat at a National Guard armory in Florida's own capital city of Tallahassee, Scott spoke to members of the 125th Fighter Wing, Florida Air National Guard base in Jacksonville, about what he wants to do to protect them. That includes streamlining the application process for the military men and women of the Florida National Guard applying for a concealed weapons permit. He says the goal is to ensure all guardsmen are armed.
I ask our Adjutant General to make sure all of our qualified National Guard members are armed so they can defend themselves. We expect them to go defend American freedom. We want them to be able to defend themselves.
And Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services spokeswoman Jen Meal says starting this week, her agency is building on the governor's directive. It's tasked with processing concealed carry applications and continues to hold the national record for weapons permits at more than a million. The department is currently working with 13 tax collectors' offices to make the process faster for Florida residents. Now Meal says they'll be looking to make it even more convenient for those in the military, including the National Guard.
The Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services will give priority to active military members and veterans' applications in order to expedite them. And our goal is to provide those licenses from application time to finish in approximately 30 days. Of course, that time frame may be affected due to volume. However, all of those applications received will be expedited.
She says to be eligible, people must meet certain requirements.
They will need to provide a copy of their common access card or other form of official military identification with the applications. We can also accept a service member's current orders as proof of active duty status, and honorably discharged veterans should submit a copy of their DD-214 long form with their applications.
For more information, visit the department's website at freshfromflorida.com. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.